I'm Nicole Sandler, thrilled to welcome Dave Matthews to Studio C. We are live in Los Angeles on Channel 103.1, and we're also in Boulder, Colorado on KBCO. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us both.
Thank you. Well read.
Thank you very much. You know, anyone who, I feel like I should give you an introduction, but at this point, anyone who doesn't know who Dave Matthews is has to be, have been like hiding under a rock for the last 5 years or so.
No, I find myself frequently with groups of people that don't know who I am.
Where?
Like in strip clubs?
Ah.
No, I don't really. I don't frequent them, but...
Well, you are here in town to do a show tomorrow night at the Pantages Theater. You are doing the second Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds tour, promoting the album.
Third.
Okay, yeah. Second one that I know about.
Yeah, the third. The second one was 95, I think. 96 was the second, and the first was 95, which is where the live album is taken from.
Well, you're here solo today. You got guitar in hand. How about starting with a song?
Yeah, we'll play something really long and slow.
Okay,
see how many people we can get to turn the radio off.
I don't think so. What are you going to do for us?
We'll start with Thingy.
Thingy?
And then we'll go on with that other thingy.
Okay, it's Dave Matthews in Studio C on Channel 103.1 and KBCO.
Thank you. I go before I'm old. Oh, brother of mine, please don't forget me if I go. And if I die before my time, oh, sister of mine, please don't regret me if I die. Bartender, please fill a glass for me with the wine you gave Jesus that set him free after 3 days down. Bartender, please roll one up for me with the stuff you gave Jesus that set him free after 3 days down. I pray, bartender, please. Come on, bended knees, bartender, please. This gold should steal my soul away. Oh, mother of mine, please redirect me if this gold. Bartender, please fill my glass deep for me with the wine you gave Jesus that set him free after 3 days down. I pray, bartender, please. Come on, bended knees, God, expecting not room for both. just room for me. And say you will lay your arms down. Yes, I will call this home. Away, away, you have been banished. Your land is gone and given to me. This you say, you feel the right to remain, then stay, and I will bury you. Justify to you, fool, you're blind, move aside for me. Move aside for me. And all I can say to you, my new neighbor, is you must move on. Tired down, I can breathe my own air, and I can sleep more soundly. Upon these poor souls, I'll build heaven and call it islands, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made, and I'll build heaven and call it ocean. I don't need anyone but me. Don't you?
drink the water. Don't drink the water. Blood in the water. Don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. Blood in the water. Don't drink the water. I live with my frenzied feeding. I live with my hatred. I live with my jealousy. And I live with the notion I don't need anyone but me.
Yeah. Dave Matthews in Studio C, Channel 103.1 and KBCO. We have a group of listeners here. Obviously, there are some people in Studio C with us. And we gave away just a few pairs of tickets on the air.
Yeah, so...
You've got some fanatic fans, but you knew that already. You have people that follow you around. There's this one guy, Steve, sitting right here, who has taken the week off work and is following you up and down the West Coast.
I'm grateful.
Went to the show last night in Santa Barbara. He knew, the way he got his tickets was he knew the date and the city and state in which Live at Luther College was recorded. And I thought maybe he had the CD there and he opened it. No, he called from a payphone. He pulled over and called from a payphone, and he just knew it because he is one of those who trades tapes.
I'm not afraid, but I must admit that I know it was 1995. That's what I know.
No, it was 96, right?
It was 96?
February 96.
Oh, wait, I knew it was 96. It's February, wasn't it?
February 96.
Look at
February
me,
6th or something like that.
I don't even know what day of the week it is, so I got that going for me.
It's Monday.
It is Monday?
It's Monday.
If you'd asked me, I would have told you it was Wednesday.
Monday, you do Politically Incorrect tonight, and you do the Pantages Theater tomorrow.
No, I know I'm doing that. I just didn't know that I was... I didn't know it was Monday, though.
Well, the point I'm getting at is you have people who are just... They know, obviously, almost more about you than you do. They trade tapes. You allow people to come and tape your shows.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think, really how we got started, was that people were spreading our music around with tapes. So it'd kind of be a slap in the face if we said there was no taping, you know? So of the people that, the reason we got signed, Bruce would tell you that he got a tape here and from a fan. And... at the same time, our other A&R guy, Peter, in New York, got a tape around the same time from two different sources. And so, and that's what they were turned on by those tapes, and then they came to us. So it was really, even us getting signed, well, finding the right record company was as a result of people taping our shows and stuff. So we keep that going.
And one of the reasons they do tape the shows is because every night is something different.
Well, hopefully, you know. And that's just a mistake, you know. We haven't gotten all the notes exactly right yet, so we're still looking for them. You know, eventually, you know, we'll get it down so we can do everything exactly the same every night, which, you know, is what we're aiming at. You know, eventually.
So that's
eventually,
the ultimate
getting
goal.
Getting the improvisation out of it.
Dave Matthews. Now you have the Dave Matthews Band, but then you also have this thing you do with Tim Reynolds. Now Tim Reynolds is not an official member of the Dave Matthews Band.
Well, he's got his own thing. I mean, it's by his own choice, really. He and I worked together. Actually, we've messed around, played music together for longer than the band's been together. So it's just an old friendship. And not to say that we didn't used to play two acoustic guitars together. We used to make weird recordings in my basement or in his house. So Tim and I have known, we've known each other for a really long time. And he was sort of one of the inspirations for me to put my own band together. I used to sit in with his, and maybe it was just to get me out of the way. But you know, so I put a band together on his and a few other people's advice, of people that I really admired. But Tim's still been a part of it. You know, he's recorded with us all our albums, and he's toured with us a little bit. Mm-hmm. Recently, he toured with us, but he likes to keep, he's got his own thing. He likes to keep that, he likes to have his independence from it. And so this is real special, what he and I, the two of us, do together for both of us. It's something that he loves coming out. There's a freedom to it, that, and it's just because of the kind of friends we are, that the music happens between us. You know, I think really we could, it doesn't matter what, we could make any kind of music together and have a good time doing it, mm-hmm. and put ourselves into it. And that's just the kind of relationship we have.
Well, it comes across on the album Live at Luther College, and the last time you were through, the two of you played at Pantages Theater then as well, and that was a wonderful show. Want to head into another song for us?
Yeah, now I've got the list of requested numbers.
So that's the set list, huh?
No, it's not. Yeah, I didn't make it up.
Okay. It's Dave Matthews.
It would be nice if you played these, so I'll do those, but the first one is kind of my swing on things. Yeah.
Dave Matthews in Studio C, Channel 103.1 and KBCO.
A boy's dream. stream. Oh, yeah. Now I've gone over, boy, and I'm begging you to forgive me all in my haste. But I'm holding you so, girl, close to me, and you come crashing to me, yeah, baby, yeah, I come into you. Oh, hang up your skirt a little more. I show the world to me in this boy's dream. Oh, hang up your skirt a little more. I show the world to me in this boy's dream. Oh, I watch you there in the window, and I stare at you, wear nothing but you wear it so well. Oh, tied up and twisted the way I like to be. For you, for me, come crash into me. Oh, yeah, come crash into me, baby. You crash into me, baby. Well, I am swimming in your seas and in your ocean. I can feel the wave crash into me. Oh, yes, I feel the wave come and crash into me. Oh, yes, I feel the wave come and crash into me. I will be your Dixie chicken if you be my Tennessee lamb. We can walk together down in Dixieland.
Dave Matthews, wow. Studio C on Channel 103.1 and KBCO.
Oh, yeah.
I may be going out on a limb here a little bit, but you must really like sex.
I don't know. What's it like?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But the way you, I'd say it takes up the subject matter of a good portion of your songs.
Yeah. What else is there? I don't know.
Now, here's my question. Do you write these for a particular person, or do you write them as kind of a fantasy for something you would like?
Yeah, well,
all of the above?
I don't know if anyone could live up to them. No, we all have our ideal fantasies, always better than reality, maybe, but not always. But no, they are sort of focused on somebody, I think, you know, they're written with somebody in mind. It's easier that way, I think. So, can't say who.
No.
But they are.
We won't ask.
This is the wrong towel system I've got. I'm sweating like a pig.
Pigs
don't sweat. Here. That's a weird expression. Isn't it a weird expression? Sweating like a pig. Pigs don't sweat.
That from Dave Matthews. You are doing Politically Incorrect tonight. Did they tell you ahead of time, like, what topic you're going to discuss?
Yeah, they give you a clue. I mean, or else it might not be really interesting discussions.
Right.
You know, you want to think about things. You know, think about what you think. Talk to other people about it.
So what are you talking about tonight?
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you a politically minded person? Because your songs are mostly about sex.
I think there's politically minded, yeah, but, you know, I just don't feel like putting it in my songs very often. It comes in sometimes. Very rarely in the chosen singles, but occasionally it comes in those too. But
people seem to relate more to the sexual side.
Well, you can say
you.
you can say a lot. I think when you're down in Brazil, a lot of their political songs are either about church or about love, and that's how they would that's how they express their political opinions a lot. So that's not, I'm not claiming that's what I'm doing, but I'm saying, hey, maybe I am. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
All right, how about doing another one for us? Mm-hmm. Dave Matthews is with us in Studio C.
Okay, what was it again?
Checking the set list.
Okay, no, yeah, I'm varying from it, so I'll do this one to see how it comes out. So, ooh, somebody flushed the toilet. I don't know if y'all can hear it out there in Radio Land, but I can hear it here. The toilet. No. We were recording it when we recorded our first album. I'm going to do something really old. I want to go against what everyone else said. I'm going to do it. This isn't a sex song so much as this is a love song. But when we were recording this, we'd get these great takes. But we were up in this little room on top of a nightclub, and obviously there was people going to the toilet downstairs. So we had got all these great takes, but we had to choose the one that didn't have a big, you know, of somebody's excrement sinking into the bowels of the earth. Hopefully no one will flush the toilet during this one.
Okay, just let it sit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been thinking about the toilet all day.
I won't even ask why.
Yeah. I've known no other, and for sure we have danced in the risk of each other. Would you like to dance around the world with me? You're not here, that's hung around my head. And your lips burn wild, thrown from the face of a child. And in your eyes, the seeing of the greatest view. Hey, do what you will, always walk where you like your steps. Do as you please, I'll back you out. I remember thinking, sometimes we walk, sometimes we run away. But I know, no matter how fast we are running, somehow we keep up with each other. Hungry, wait. Oh, when you're not here, that's hung around my head. And your lips burn wild, thrown from the face of a child. And in your eyes, the seeing of the greatest view. Hey, do what you will, always walk where you like your step. Do as you please, I'll back you up.
I'm gonna do a noisier one here.
You can do a noisier one?
They asked for one, so.
Okay.
I'll quickly hum around.
Yes.
satellite in my eyes, like a diamond in the sky. How I wonder, satellite strung from the moon, and the world your balloon, peeping time for the mother station. Winter's cold, spring races, and the cowboy by the storm is chasing. Everything good needs replacing. Look up, looking down, all around a satellite. Satellite headlines read someone's secrets you've seen, eyes and ears have been. Satellite dish in my yard, tell me more, tell me more. Who's the king of your satellite castle? Winter's cold, spring races, and the cowboy by the storm is chasing. Everything good needs replacing. Look up, look down, all around satellite. And rest high above the cloud, no restriction. Television wave bounce round the world. And while I spend these hours, five senses reeling, laugh about this weatherman's satellite eyes.
Dave Matthews live in Studio C. Thank you so much. Sorry about the little percussion interruption.
I don't know if she was singing or complaining.
No, she was singing. Actually, there was somebody standing at the door. That was Sandy making her presence known. Dave Matthews in town for a show at the Pantages Theater tomorrow night. Unfortunately, for people who don't have tickets, it's sold out. I think we have one pair we'll probably give away later today. And Politically Incorrect tonight on ABC. And please come back and see us next time.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. I hope I didn't overstay my welcome.
Oh, absolutely not. I hope we didn't ask too much of you. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Cheers. Thanks.